One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
At this point, we don't even know.
It's from the vault. That's from the sound vault. Of the vault opening.
Yeah.
Or one of our assholes.
Actually, your vault would open and go, hey, boy.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy.
Hi, boys.
Poodle, what episode are we on?
Uh-oh. Sorry. We are on episode 7, Meet the Parents.
Can we get McDonald's today? I'm tired. I said it to you, and then you're...
You see my eyes flash? Like when I'm out at Mickey's and someone hands me a free drink. And that look, the mixture of like bad cologne and stale beer. And I look at the dance floor and I say, this is my world.
This is my world. Y'all, we're in it. We're actually having a lot of fun doing this. We're like, so they're working on it. My apartment, there's shit everywhere. Jaber's Nate. I just called you Jay Bird.
You did.
Jake's neighbor's about to start vacuuming, we think. Like, we're trying to get everything done before we go out on tour because we're recording these early and everything's coming at us.
I think she's been practicing, like, folding, like, huge chopsticks. Sounds like she's just dropping. Like, but not tiny ones. Like, life-size chopsticks.
Like, if she had been shrunk... As in, honey, I shrunk the kids and had chopsticks.
That's what it sounded like. That's the only way I can approximate what she's been doing upstairs.
Rick Moranis is just wandering around his house looking for her. That's where we are.
It really is. I have no fucking clue what she does to make those noises. But that's where we are today. But y'all, this is Love is Blind season 1, a classic season with people you loved or people you hated. I barely can't remember.
And if I remember correctly, but remind me, because episode 8, there is some good things in episode 8 I want to talk about.
7.
But I mean, and you're talking about, I feel like 8 and 9 were more duds of season 1. But
they were. Episode 7 was the last.
That's a good episode, right?
Was the last classic episode.
Yeah, this is a good episode. What happened?
This was still a little fillery. We met the parents who were more unremarkable than not, except for Gigi's mom.
Oh, oh.
Milady.
The apple doesn't fall no. from the tree, y'all.
And there was a little bit of we saw a little bit of Cuckoo Magoo with I think Amber's parents. We saw a little we knew she was a little bit like my win a little on the trashy side.
Yeah.
But
humble beginnings.
Yes, humble beginnings. But this was also, speaking of humble beginnings, I think we had talked about it before, but there was an extended John Anderson segment on this podcast. John Anderson, we may have to pay royalties to.
We haven't evolved at all. We just do the same thing.
Yeah. That's why I actually had to stop the podcast. Where you're like, it's like blah, blah, blah. And you said something. I'm like, we said the same joke last week. We need to take that out.
I kept it in.
Did you?
I don't remember.
We also celebrate the greatness that was the show Alias. We talked about Alias for a while.
I want to rewatch that. I would rewatch that.
Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
We then ruined the movie Hercules. Then try to sing more Phantom of the Opera.
Killed that.
Yeah, that was a different time.
Yeah.
We have a good version of one of those songs. We I bring up a question that says, do crazy people make good lays? And you you know where I stand on this.
Yeah, I think we do. No.
We also find out what classical musical theater ballad of the 1930s that you sung to a dildo.
Oh.
In a cabaret show once.
I know the answer to that, but I'm going to let the audience find out.
Yeah. Then there's some more obscure English art songs. A lot of singing in this episode.
Okay.
So
okay.
much.
That's good for some people that want to skip.
Yeah. And we played a game called Hot and Cold. This sounds like an idea of mine that kind of was half-baked.
It does.
Yeah. I can see me trying to brand it and not really working. But it was funny.
I have a question. When you go back and listen to our episodes, do you listen to them on regular speed or like fast-forwarded?
Half speed or, yeah, fast-forwarded.
Isn't it funny listening to us sing and sound like chipmunks?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
But no, this is a fun episode. This is the episodes get a little bit more pedantic later, and so the show's just getting wilder. Like I had season nine was all, or episode nine was all over the place for us. I don't know what was going on. We just did Drunk Dog a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. Drunk Dog kept just going strong for us.
That was, if there's one thing I remember season one for, it will be Drunk Dog.
Drunk
and
Dog.
I'm so glad we got him.
Never forget.
Yeah.
Never
Who
forget.
You kept calling Joe Namath. Because it's the only sports star you knew.
Oh, because a dog was named after some sports thing.
Yeah.
Well. Do you know, I just read that. Because remember, I thought he was married to Jessica Simpson, but that football player.
Tony Romo.
No, not him, but the other one that's married to Giselle Bundchen.
Tom Brady. Okay, again, that's not the other one. There's like, if you said name a famous quarterback right now, someone's going to go Tom Brady.
Well, that guy.
It's not the other one.
The guy with the teeth.
Okay, sure.
They're getting divorced.
Really?
Just read it today. They're divorced. They're filing for divorce.
Okay. So great. With that, I guess, roll it, Gary. Have a great day. Don't get divorced.
Plug it in,
y'all.
Just a swinger.
Just a swing.
Swing.
My daddy, he was driving down a Friday night in Burl.
You have a really good John Anderson.
I can't believe on the farm park with that swing.
Just a swinging.
Swinging. All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. Y'all, we did that song about being in a sex swing one time.
We did.
And we're pretty sure John Anderson would not like that.
Pretty sure, but we're definitely going to, we should put that on the list for the musical episode.
Swanging, being
yeah.
in a sex swing.
Yeah, I'm turning you up just a little bit. Put it on.
This is not the Love is Blind the musical episode. This is the 90 Day Gaze.
90 Day Gaze.
Which we're going to get to in 2035.
We're not going to do a musical episode. No, Love is Blind.
We've already sung enough.
Exactly. Y'all, welcome to episode 7 of Love is Blind.
Episode 7, Meet the Parents.
I feel like we were just talking to y'all an hour ago. Oh, we
were. Oh, wait, we were.
Because we're ramrodding ourselves with this show. Y'all, because it's Tuesday afternoon and we have got
we
fucking
We got to put
it up. We got a deadline. Y'all,
I'm swallowing my heart.
I'm Maddie, a.k.a. Matt.
And I'm Jake, a.k.a. Poodle.
Ever since you said it's dangerous,
it's
I
dangerous.
Like it now.
Yeah, it's like an alias.
Ooh. Ooh, alias! Come at us if y'all loved alias.
Ooh, wigs.
Oh, my God. That show.
Was very good.
It was
we
very
haven't had
good.
A show that's been like that.
We haven't.
Yeah.
That season at beginning that was where it was on a plane.
Ugh.
Oh, I still think about that.
Or the season two where they just killed a random cast member.
Oh.
And we just didn't, or we realized that one of them was a. I'm not trying
spoiler
to spoil
alert.
Everything.
A spoiler alert! So come back in 30 seconds.
When they killed, when we realized the black friend, I can't remember her name.
Franny.
Was an actual
plant.
Yes. Oh, remember?
People don't kill off original cast members Bradley enough
Cooper.
Anymore.
They killed Bradley Cooper.
But they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody's too precious to save. Sometimes people die in life, as we know from Southern stories. You know what? Sometimes everybody knows Ross should have died.
True.
Rachel would have been happier.
That's true.
Ross should have died.
Amber's father died, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amber, we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about this.
Because we're meeting parents,
we're
y'all.
We're meeting parents.
We're meeting parents.
But before we get to parents, there's not really much to say except Jessica's hungover,
it's
y'all.
It's the day after, y'all.
Ooh.
Don't Google the day after, because you will find a horrible film about nuclear meltdowns that'll terrify you.
That's not what you want to see.
No.
I feel like anybody could relate to Jessica. Well, Poodle, you probably have never woken up the day after and regretted being in somebody's bed.
Nope. I just get out of there real quick. I don't stay the night, so.
What?
Or I get out and sleep in my car.
Have you actually ever, like, gotten up out of bed and just left while they were sleeping?
Yes.
You were freaked out?
Yes. Without my shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the time when I was like, I need to get out of here. And I couldn't find my shirt, so I came home without my shirt, y'all. Just walking around West Hollywood with my shirt off. No one batted an eye.
Did he have your number?
He knew where I worked.
Oh, so if he...
So he so brought me my shirt the next day.
Oh, he did.
It was very like a very chivalric gesture. Chivalrous gesture.
Y'all, when Jake worked...
Never saw him again.
When Poodle worked at the gay bookstore, I mean, there instead of like the bat signal, there would be a signal of a peach... Whenever he was ready to get fucked, that would just light up West Hollywood.
Oh, they just sent me the signal.
Fuck me! That's what they knew. You got around a lot at that bookstore.
I did. I was a hoe. Y'all, you know how hoes are. The thing about being a hoe is you're a hoe all your life. Even if you're not having sex with people...
It's still that
doesn't
hoe
matter.
Energy.
You're a hoe inside.
Oh, yeah.
There's a hoe inside. Anyway, we're all hoes.
I can hoe the distance. Give me big fat dick.
I know I'll be strong.
It will stretch my ass. I will crap my pants.
I will go most anywhere to find that dick in my butt. Anyway, so Jessica, y'all.
I don't think that's what Alan Menken originally wrote.
I don't think so. I think that was new lyrics.
So Jessica, y'all, she...
I ever drank. I said some stuff.
I acted out of my character. And I'm like, no, you didn't.
This
actually
feels
this
like,
was on brand
this
for you.
This feels like an apology that Harvey Weinstein would say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the producers told her. She's like, I don't know what to say.
So Mark said, you said some shit. And she's like, I know. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where it came from.
Again, we know where it came from.
That wine that your dog was drinking.
No, it came from real emotional
That's
feelings.
True.
And then Mark says, who literally, el stupido, I'm not holding anything against you. You were drunk. You didn't mean it. This is when people say what they mean.
I know. It's the
when
most
they're drunk.
Honest you get.
Y'all, little red
In vino veritas, y'all.
Yes, that is true.
What's that mean?
The wine truth.
No, in wine, truth.
Well, in wine. Yes, veritas means truth in wine.
Yes.
I understood it.
I really expected you to say, I don't know.
No, I know that. I grew up Catholic, so I heard veritas. Anyway, the fact that he thinks that when people are drunk, they're saying what they mean. So if you have a partner who says, I didn't mean it,
They did. And also, when you're drunk, you're saying stuff and you're not thinking about the other person's feelings.
No.
It is like the most, when you say stuff when you're drunk, you do partially mean that.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of it.
This is the first time that I actually thought, okay, no one can be this stupid.
Run, Mark, run.
Mark can't be this stupid. Are the producers just paying him to stay?
You know, that's possible.
I've wondered that.
I said in the last episode, I just don't think he wants to fail. I think that's a big part of it. Also, because I guarantee you, this boy has never, I call him a boy because he's 24. This boy has never been the flower in a relationship. He is the caretaker.
Well, I mean, this kind of, I guess, since maybe this is the way to do it, since we're talking about them, we just jump into each person meeting their parents.
Yeah, that's what,
because if we're talking about, because we don't meet Jessica's parents.
Right.
They don't live there. They probably don't speak a lot to her because they just don't want to deal with it. Her mom is exhausted.
He met her dog. That's enough.
Yeah.
Chauncey.
And so we meet Rosa, who says, who takes a page out of Mother Poodle's book and immediately
I'm the queen.
Let her know she's the queen. And then she's slimmer than her daughter-in-law. Even though she's not at all.
Nope.
But
yeah, she kind of asserted herself right at the beginning. Rosa did.
But we get this hint, though, where she says, I'm glad you're older, actually, because the younger ones have been crazy, and I've dealt with that too much.
Yep.
So we find out Mark has a history of dating.
He has a history of dating cuckoos.
Yeah. Cuckoos.
Or girls he has to manage, definitely.
I guarantee you that he's dated other women who have been alcoholics, because I've kind of wondering about
her,
Jessica. You know, it's every time we see her. And granted, this could be the editing.
It could be. And we can't say, you can't even base alcoholism on even if someone is like drinking a lot.
No, it's how
they use it and how their behavior.
And she uses it to literally suppress her emotions to get through things. That's not necessarily the best way to use alcohol.
So we are at Sunday dinner. I said Jessica looks good in this dress.
She does.
She obviously realized, don't put the pups out there for the family to see. She's that like black calico dress. Her hair looks good.
Mm-hmm.
She actually is good with his parents.
Yes.
She mentions Italian beef, which is the only thing she's got going for
her. Mentioned that like five times.
And the mom did say, she said, it's good that you're older. She said this is the really disturbing thing. I don't know if this is in the confessional or at the dinner. She's like, you know, I just feel bad about taking that because you're 20s. I had a great time.
She said that at the dinner.
That's saying the quiet part out loud.
That's Jessica. Oh, that
Jesus.
Is Jessica. That could be the name of her memoir. Just her with
quiet
the
quiet part out
the
loud.
The cover would be her with a wine glass bigger than her head. And it's just her making that chicken when she was eating that chicken face. And just as a quiet part out loud.
And even Rosa said, listen, age doesn't matter. Love conquers everything.
Again, it's only 10 years. This is not a long period.
I was disturbed when Mark, I wrote down, Mark has no instincts about people.
None.
Because I know people in my life. The thing about both of us, I think both of us would agree, we can read people pretty well.
Well, we had to.
Yeah.
We're gay. Mark's a straight man.
We were reading codes, and a lot of straight men are pretty clueless, too. Women can read people for filth.
But women know. But
women
straight
have
men
to get around.
Because Mark is not white, but let's be honest.
He can pass.
He presents as white.
Yep.
He always feels safe in situation.
Yep.
And also, he's fit
person.
On top of it.
Yeah.
So he never has to suss out, is someone going to, like, beat me up? Or is someone going to make fun of me? Is someone going
to
sexually
survive.
Harass me? Or look at my tits? He's got none of this.
So he doesn't have a lot of intuition
in
how to read people. He is going to believe what you tell them.
You're a wise bitch.
Thank you. I try. He's going to believe what people tell him. And I guarantee you, and she's someone who's presenting not something that's there. It's for her, is about creating a picture.
A picture.
Of trying to be loved. So anything, she
says. They both
says,
have their own way of trying to be perfect. But it's very different, but they both seem to have this perfectionist thing.
And it's going to end in tears.
It is. It's going to end in tears.
So she's like, I keep expecting a different reaction. And sometimes I think it's all in my head. But it's still going to drop. The other shoe's still going to drop. People are going to judge us.
Yeah, we thought, oh, good. She's going to accept this.
This
is going to work. And then she's like, his mom doesn't have a problem. But I know she does.
There's a lot of what people say. When people leave.
When people leave. She's
awful. Awful, awful,
I mean,
awful.
She's just, I don't know and I, even as therapist stuff, I hate saying this, but I can't think of a better word. She's just damaged goods. Just damaged goods, y'all.
Y'all, if you run, if you're with a, if you're a man listening, that couple straight men.
Yeah, we've got two.
If you recognize the signs there, and you really love this person, see if you can get into couples therapy, because yeah, she's got some things.
They're gonna need couples therapies big time. We do have some straight people. We have just
we do.
Just the other day, we'll do a little straight shout out.
Straight sissy shout out.
Straight sissy shout out. We had, what was his name?
As long as you can do it quickly.
Oh, Raul.
Oh, yes.
Raul. Yeah. He's a hot straight.
I had a Raul once.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
All I ask of every waking moment. Why don't you change keys?
I just had to do the right one.
That's not.
Say you love me every night, each morning, anywhere you go.
That might have been a little high.
Yeah.
Christine, that's all I ask of you.
It's not gonna last.
That's Raul.
That's Raul. Mm-hmm. Vincent Janney. Y'all, that was Phantom of the Opera for our musical theater gays. Just for you.
And women.
And it's true. Shall we move on?
Yes.
I think we're done with them for this whole episode. Thank fucking God.
We are. We are. Gigi and Damien.
Speaking of crazy girls.
They have a good they had a complete disaster last night.
I did.
We see they're in different rooms, and Gigi's in the kitchen drinking her kefir milk, her avocados.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, she bougie, but I love her. I love her.
She bougie. We love her, too.
She's also, would you come in one day after having a fight, and she would cut up everything that you loved with a pair of scissors.
She would do like my, I have a friend who, I won't say her name, we just call her Z, but she's like, bitch, I got Puerto Rican. I was like, what do you mean Puerto Rican? She's like, that guy fucked me up. She's like, and I still had the key. She's like, I went and tore shit up. She's like, and then I pissed on his pillow, on his bed, just pissed on it. Bent down and pissed on it.
I'm telling y'all.
I was like, that's some fucking real shit. Come at us if you ever peed on anything in your boyfriend's house. Let us know. Come at us in the Sissy Squad or in the Patreon comments.
I'm always amazed at what people will admit to in there.
It's true.
Sometimes I just go, oh. Oh, okay.
You know what? Because we
you
don't
know what? Live your truth.
We only judge the people on the shows, not each other.
It's true. It's like when I opened it one time and this girl's like, you know, come at me if you've got a tampon stuck in you. And I'm like, okay, it's that kind of morning.
I've had other things.
They're ready.
Let's be honest.
So anyway.
I mean, I think one time you literally had a microphone in your ass for like 4 hours. Couldn't get that out.
Hello?
Very cavernous, everybody.
So she's like, come hang out with me, please, Gigi. He's like, I don't want to. She's like, I don't want to leave in a weird note. So she's like, I'm sorry about fighting. I grew up in a loud family. So did I. And I kind of fight and I get loud with people too. But I don't, he didn't definitely. Here's my theory about these two people. And this gets at the root of it. They don't exactly fit. Now, there have been couples who don't exactly fit together.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have that one thing that the other desperately needs. And they may grow together with that. Because Gigi needs someone to kind of be the big, aggressive guy. Even sexually, both sexually, and someone to always kind of be, even be dramatic with her. When she's dramatic, she's looking for a reaction.
I think that's what Gigi thinks she needs.
I agree.
I actually think they are perfect for one another. They just don't.
They don't know it. Yeah, exactly. But I'm sorry. I think they're mismatched at the beginning. We'll see.
I think something that, you know, you talked about your family, but your family is actually the exception of white families.
We are,
because if we're talking about that's. I never thought of it in this way. I went, oh, because again, like. We talk about Gigi being Latin. And
Southern white families especially.
But They are, they're from two very different cultures.
Very. See, he's Southern conservative.
His family, they do not yell. I think we're seeing, too, that with his parents, they probably, they're very waspy.
Yeah, they
very
probably waspy. Don't talk that much about their feelings.
And so it's not that, that's hard for people when they get married if you're coming from different cultures because
Right.
It literally is, she is just talking normally and it feels assaultive to
and
him.
And he feels like it's yelling. And she's, that's how they communicate in her family. And probably she's from Florida. She grew up in Florida. Uh-huh. So she's from around people like probably Puerto Rican, Cuban, uh-huh. and South American people. That's her culture.
That's her culture.
So that's
where
how she's used to expressing herself.
He is scared to yell because if he yells,
he'll feel shame about it.
He'll feel shame or like he'll feel like a wife abuser.
Yeah.
Because
he doesn't want to.
He doesn't
want
to be that at all. Yeah. So it's a big cultural thing. But she does need constant validation.
She does.
What I saw in this episode is they both have very different love languages.
And now we're talking about love languages.
Hey, love
y'all.
Language.
I get it. I get
it's
it.
It's a real thing.
I get it. But I can't believe we're doing it.
But it boils down to it. Well, but that's what this is about. It boils down to it.
And hers is validation. Hers is listening.
Hers is also touching. Hers
yep.
is touching
and he's,
all
the thing
time.
Is, he's learning that. He's learning to come to her and touch her. Cameron's love language is touching, too.
She
fuck.
That was what I was just about to say. She could be with Cameron, and he would touch her all the time.
Yeah.
And it would suffocate her because it's also the way Cameron's too agreeable with her. Damien doesn't agree with her all the time, and she likes that.
Mm-hmm.
She likes that he pushes back on that. So it's like
I identify with her.
I think
we have a lot in common, y'all, me and Gigi.
I think
I'm not as cuckoo as she is, though.
But I think I'm that way only even with my own partner. I grew up in a family that was very. My mother, I think I've told this story before, y'all. Y'all, I don't know. We're gonna talk about Grandma Maybelle.
Oh, another grandma. We know Grandma Hazel.
Grandma
y'all.
Hazel, my dad's. But we're gonna talk about Grandma Maybelle, y'all.
That's an actual name.
Grandma Maybelle. Oh, it's all one word. My Grandma Maybelle, Maybelle King.
She made a sheet cake.
She did. She did make Texas sheet cake. Grandma Maybelle, she grew up basically without a mother because her mother was in the loony bin.
It's a nice way to put it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We call it the nervous hospital.
But her mother was in mental institutions all of her life. She was raised by her father. And because she was worried about, her father was worried about, they were very poor. And they grew up a lot of times when she was young, they were in like a covered wagon under bridges and things like that.
Like an actual Conestoga wagon?
Yeah. And because they were worried about, because this was the, you know, this was the, she was born in
Depression era, I'm sure.
Yeah, Depression era 20s. And
there
so
was an actual wagon.
A wagon.
Oklahoma wasn't a state until like 1910.
1905.
I was just guessing.
No, really, Oklahoma's very new.
Y'all think about that. Where he's from wasn't a state until 1905.
There's nothing new there at all. Or nothing old there really at all. And so he cut her hair short and dressed her up as a boy, and she was raised as a boy basically until she went into middle school.
Wow.
Because he worried about her getting sexually abused or raped. So anyway, so my mom cut to later on down that when she said that their mother was never very affectionate with them. She would just kind of pat them. So my mom henceforth is like lovey-dovey with us all the time because she didn't get that.
Right.
Because parents either go towards what they know or what they didn't have.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
It's one or the other. And so I'm just saying that.
My mom's like that.
I've had to have conversations with my partner because he's not that way. So I have hope for these two. I am rooting for them. I think they're right for each other. They just don't know the languages yet. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a little.
Cut to next episode and I'm going to be like, they need to break up.
I'm a little scared. And the thing about Gigi is open, but I will say I would be pretty horrified to learn when she says, you know, do I give you butterflies? He's like, not right now. He's like, I lost my butterflies in this experiment.
Do you think that's realistic? I mean, although they have only been together 2 weeks.
Well, here's the thing. If it's 2 weeks, you should still have butterflies.
But it's a different 2 weeks.
It's true.
They're together all the time.
I will say too, y'all, butterflies go away. Butterflies go away.
Unless you're at Dollywood. They're always there. They're always
there. Or in this one city we were in, Zhangzhou in China, and there were so many. It was very polluted, but their symbol was the butterfly, and I was like, good thing the butterflies are all dead.
Wow.
Always ends with a sad story. So
I think always is it, there is something to that. To like, I still get butterflies when I see my partner. We've been together for 5 years. So, but I think you have to.
It's different though.
You have to work to make that though.
Yeah,
it is different. It's not like the same. It's not nervousness.
I don't think that's what she's talking about.
I think she also too is that type of person to where she just is excited to see people normally, and she's just been around him. I mean, I could be around fucking Justin Timberlake naked for 2 weeks, and after a while, I'd be like, go write a song.
Yeah, I think...
Ian, you would get sick of Ian Somerhalder after, well, oof, maybe a month.
Maybe. I just... her drama would probably get annoying to him after a while.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I think she's wanting a reaction, guys, and she's just not getting it.
But the thing is, that's what she needs. Because if she had somebody that reacted to her, they would break up. They would not be together. Right. They would fight. He needs someone who is a constant locomotive, just keeping on going. And she's the steam billowing out when she needs to.
I just think with a short term like this, it'd be really hard for these two people.
They're the first couple that, because I think they can make it work. That when I was watching, thinking they really need to go to couples therapy and talk about that, because also I bet Gigi, if you look back, she's a very strong person, but also bet she probably has had a bit of a love addiction.
Maybe.
And I think
she's probably been in and out of relationships.
She gets out of relationships when they stop getting ooh, exciting.
She said, I need sex that blows my mind.
I wonder
that's a love addiction.
I'm saying. I wonder how long she has been in long-term, how many long-term relationships she's had.
She freaky deaky, y'all. She likes to be thrown around. She likes a little bit of roughing up.
I am not this way. I think Poodle is. I do not have. If I have a fight with a partner, all that, I'm not about. We just had this big fight. Let's fuck. I'm tired.
I've done it.
You're into that, aren't you?
I'm not into it. I've had success with it. It's not my go to.
Okay.
I'll say. But I find that a lot of aggression can be worked out that way.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying she does love that.
Yep. And y'all, there ain't no better lay than a crazy person. I can say that for truth.
Coming from the horse's ass.
I can say that for truth.
Because you crazy.
Truth.
You crazy poodle.
I've been with people who are crazier. Oh,
this
is true. And it is nuts.
It's crazy sex. It's good.
That's why I always have repeat customers.
It's probably
like McDonald's.
It's true.
You know what you're going to get. But I'm better than McDonald's.
Are you?
I'm like McDonald's in Europe. Always tastes better.
It's true.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find you're happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
I feel like we're getting to know Damien more too, in that the fact that his parents don't want to meet her.
Oh, that really hurt me.
I think Damien probably, if you talk to him, he probably says that he loves his dad and is very close. I bet you his father has been very hard on him his whole life.
Yeah.
And is like put this like unrealistic expectation of what a man is supposed to be. And I think
he's fighting that.
I think it's fighting that. And meaning that man, especially that Southern perfect man, is a non-emotional man. And that's,
oh yeah, the father's emotionally dead.
And that's why I think he's with the person he needs, because he is with somebody that is all emotion. They both have the same values. If they could just work it out,
it
could be
and
a really beautiful
is
relationship.
Like, Damien, go get your mama her pills.
Okay, don't tell your father. Don't go too loud.
Father.
Don't wake up your daddy.
Because he's going to be, he's going to know how Big Daddy gets.
They probably call his father Big Daddy. They would totally would. So anyway,
don't talk too loud. We'll wake up Big Daddy.
We don't know their life, but I think Damien's probably a pretty good person. So I'm just judging. The fact that his parents don't want to meet someone that he's about to engage is fucking shitty. You know why?
It says they're emotionally distanced.
Kids don't always have to deal with their parents' stuff, but when your parents, you chose either the fuck or you chose to bring this kid in the world, it's your responsibility to support them. Unless
this show,
they go off.
If I did this show and my parents refused to show up, holy hell, I would throw a fucking fit.
I would throw a fit. I would throw a fit.
I would say, if you've ever loved me.
But again, it's true.
That's how I use things like that. If you ever loved me once, you'll do this for me.
He basically,
what
Jake
says about me.
Jake fights like basically like the Lachey copy. This is the most important marriage ever. If you've ever loved anyone, you will get married like this.
I was taught to fight that way because the bigger the stakes, the harder they fall.
It's a Mother Poodle 101.
That is Mother Poodle 101.
And actually, I bet that's LaRue 101.
Oh boy, she knew how to win an argument.
You never fought with your grandmother, right?
No, you couldn't.
Because she loved you, right?
No, she loved me, but the level of guilt that my grandmother would give you, she had no problem saying, like, if you were doing something, she's like, well, I don't know why anybody would do this. They must be out of their damn mind. And she'd say something like that. And like, no, she's like, well, it's just a bunch of foolishness if you ask me. And she would retreat from the conversation because she would feel like she wasn't on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't say anything where she's like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Wow. You're obviously wrong.
Y'all, don't pull
over. Don't pull
over. We got a popo coming. Don't pull over.
All right. Anyway, that's who's next parent-wise? Kenny and Kelly.
I mean, this went exactly how we thought it would, y'all. Because I told Poodle, I said, it makes sense. They both have a total, like...
And they both have loving parents.
They both
They're
have
both
loving
very stable.
Parents that have been together. They've never been divorced. Also, their parents are beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, Marsha is gorgeous.
That's her mom?
Liz. I love Kelly's mom.
Liz has got a great Long Island accent.
Y'all, I want to go...
I don't know where she's coming from, but it's very Long
Island. I want to go outlet shopping with her mom so bad. We would have so much fun. I bet
Kelly is such a good daughter.
She loves gay people.
She does.
You know
I love
she
her glasses.
Does.
I
love her hair.
I love their dogs.
Their dogs. And
she's like, will there be wine at the reception? And
Marsha.
And Kenny's mom goes, of course there. We'll sneak some in, darling.
Yeah, that's Marsha.
Y'all,
Marsha's
they're perfect.
Pretty too. They are. And Kenny's father is kind of handsome.
He
sounds
is.
Like people were from
yeah,
the
like,
way
yeah.
he talked.
Like, I saw her, and she was the first day, and she was playing hooky. So was I. Boyfriend, but I wasn't gonna be doing nothing but then I decided to get it for myself.
It's true. This made me teary only because the weddings that I love when I go to, I love it when, but maybe because we didn't know if we were gonna get our parents' love, and luckily we did, but after we came out. But I love weddings where they talk about where like the parents come together and the parents support.
We're all supportive, so it's going to work.
You know, I will say for that one bitch who got me a t-shirt and a hat for that wedding. I've already told that story. Y'all,
yes. Oh.
Listen to
you can look at 90 Day Gays for
look
that.
Look at 90 Day Gays
it's
for that story.
It's a saga.
It was a long one. But she did have both parents involved in the wedding ceremony, and it was beautiful.
Oh.
Anyway, that's how that went, y'all. I'm glad you're looking at tricks on your phone.
No, I'm just trying to see what time it is.
It's 2:03.
All right, it's 2:03. So that's basically all I had about them.
That's all I have about. They're gorgeous. I love them.
There was
them.
A great song.
Liz makes you take your shoes off in the house the way you should.
There was a great song that was playing. Things are looking up.
Things are looking up.
Sky love. I think, ooh. I swear to God, it was like sky love.
It's true.
And that was by a really up and coming group named Cracker Jack Flash.
Cracker Jack Flash. Cracker Jack Flash.
But y'all, spelled strangely, Crack or Jack Flash.
Oh, yes.
So it's like two choices.
Two choices. That who actually was, a lot of people don't know they're famous. They sang the Full House theme.
Oh, everywhere yeah. you look.
Yeah. Doom, doom, doo doo ba da.
Cracker Jack Flash, Spotify those guys.
I haven't had a Cracker Jack in forever.
So good.
Sing a song for me. Oh, that's Applejack. Never mind.
Let's move on to Cameron and Lauren. To Mama Lauren, Mama Speed, who they meet.
Okay. Let's get past this real quick. Pamela's great. She is wonderful.
She is.
Pamela is sweet.
Her house is very white. Like what she's wearing is very white.
Yeah. But although
all white houses creep me out.
She's at their apartment. She came to see them.
Oh, is that it?
That's why it looks generic.
Okay.
But yeah,
so all white
her house is decorated beautifully. I know
all white houses creep me out.
Because Pamela got out of a shitty marriage, I think.
Yo, I feel like Daddy Speed is not the easiest of people to get along with.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, he probably cheated.
Oh, really?
I feel like he has that vibe.
Even Mama Speed was like, I would love to be a fly on the wall when this white boy gonna meet my ex-husband.
Because a woman doesn't act like that unless he cheated.
Yeah, she's in when they couldn't be in the same room. Like,
yeah.
Gigi's parents
cheated.
But Gigi's parents are Latin, so they don't care.
But well, you know, because my parents couldn't be together when my dad was with my second wife, because that's the woman he had an affair on with my mother.
But now that he's with his third wife,
she loves Janet. They get along fine. That wasn't the woman that broke up their union, as my mother said.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
My mom said, I'm fine now that whore's gone. She got on the horse she rode in on and got the fuck out of here. Literal quote.
One time we'll tell the story of your aunts getting rid of your father's second wife. Not now.
That is a Southern story.
That's a Southern
whole
story.
Podcast. But all I'm saying is, don't fuck with Aunt Darla Jean and Aunt Peggy Jean, because they will come for you. They will. They told you the story themselves.
Yes,
you heard it.
It was such a good story.
He didn't believe me.
I was sitting there leaning forward with bated breath, listening every story and going, that didn't happen.
When they tell a story, you lean in.
Yeah, y'all, Southern people can tell stories better than anybody. My family's like that, too.
I would love
my
to
Uncle
go
Stanley
visit your family.
Loved, could tell a story, God but, rest his soul.
It's true, but your family will do what mine first did when they met you, but then now they get it. I would go and meet your family. They say, so are y'all.
They
friends.
Would. They would say that.
They don't get it. If you bring another gay person, that means you're fucking.
Uh-huh. They would say that, like, it's so good to meet you. Did you meet Jake's friend?
And then if you did
you meet Jake's friend?
If you brought home a boyfriend and I went too, then they'd be confused, like, why am I there?
They would know what to do.
What, your friend? That's it? But I thought all gay guys have relations. What?
So who's, are y'all all friends?
Are you all friends?
Now that would blow their minds.
That would blow their mind.
Y'all, they're just getting to be okay with gay
they're
people.
Just
they can't
okay.
handle a thruple.
Not at all. So I think the main thing that's pointing to notice is
him rapping.
Cameron raps, y'all.
Y'all, okay. People came for him about his rap skills. I agree. It's not the best. But to someone who looks like this
I was impressed.
Who looks like mashed potatoes.
I was impressed.
And I flooded my basement.
Oh, He changed his voice.
Oh, and he had that kind of like swagger on the side
swagger.
Of his mouth.
He kind of did it out of the side of his mouth. And I was like, okay. I always thought Cameron was love.
Cameron can fuck y'all.
Oh yeah,
Cameron is freaky deaky.
Oh yeah,
on
it's
the
like
inside.
You wouldn't know it until you were in this, know the bed
it.
With him.
He's a sneaky snake. Ooh. As my friend Sean Pulaski says about Uncut Dick. I'll never claim that because that's too good. It's
and the
hers.
Weirdest thing is when you're going and he like lets loose, he goes somewhere else.
Somewhere
and
else.
He's just pounding you like a tube
and
steak.
Yes. He just uh-huh. like, he's just like, he's like that cartoon.
He lets go.
He's like that. Remember that old cartoon, The American Rabbit, where he runs really fast and then becomes the American Rabbit?
Yes.
He just starts fucking so fast. He's all covered in stars and stripes. Yep.
Yeah.
I loved The American Rabbit.
I'm glad you ruined it for me.
That was really come at us if y'all remember The American
I
Rabbit.
I remember that commercial or that cartoon.
Anyway, y'all, both their parents' names are Pam and Bill.
Pam and Bill.
Pam's great.
Again, I will fight to protect them.
After this.
If we find out they are not together again, I'll be the first one on a plane saying, we've got to fix this.
We've got to fix this. We've got to fix
it. I have a feeling most of the women, most of our female listenership would be the same.
Yeah, great. So he meets her dad. Y'all.
We don't, that's like a. We,
it's a teaser.
It finishes. Now, dad is, I think he's, dad's going to wind up being a pussycat.
I think he'll, how could, Bill, I love you so, and I always will.
Cause I'm married up me, I will.
I got to wear it up you.
That's all we got.
That is the way that song starts.
He doesn't play golf or tennis or polo or sing a solo. Oh,
that's from Showboat, whores.
I don't know.
Oh, I love that.
Because it just might be.
Oh, that's pretty.
What's pretty?
Even though my chords won't come together all the way.
I sang that song in one of our stage shows, Cabergays.
To a dildo.
Named Dill.
And people kind of thought it was pretty, but they also were repelled.
It's true. Y'all let us know. We've got all those on videos. If you would like to see us doing theater shows, let us know.
No. Some of them we can't show you.
It's true.
Some of them are a little off color.
Some of them we were like, this is funny. And now we're like,
not as funny now.
We're wearing geisha outfits.
Y'all, you know
this
how
is
some,
appropriation
how some things
and it's horrible.
Don't age well. You'll see certain episodes of Friends and you're like, ooh. This is 2020, y'all.
Yeah, like even Aisha Tyler is uncomfortable on this episode. Yeah.
Or like when they talk about gay people, they're
yeah.
like, someone in my office is kind of, you know, funny, like, not funny, haha, funny, like, haha, hi, I'm funny.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
wow. It's yeah. different.
The 90s were a different time.
They were a different time. Anyway, is that it?
There's
wasn't
Mark
a lot that
and,
happened.
Mark and Jessica. No, that's done.
No, we talked about Mark and Jessica.
No, there was more. There was Gigi's parents.
We didn't talk about their parents. We just talked about them fighting.
Yeah, Gigi's parents.
Again, because I think Pamela is really pretty. Gigi's mother has
Gigi's
had
mother.
The good work, yes. y'all. Because
I love her fringe outfit.
I love her outfit. Ooh. I love her blue eyes. She's fucking
her makeup. Is
she's
great.
Fucking gorgeous.
She is.
She is gorgeous, which kind of makes sense. It's got to be hard to be in the world, even no matter if your mother's wonderful, to be a daughter of that, because you were always getting compared of how beautiful
Her
your
name
mother
is. M'lady.
M'lady.
And that's Gigi's middle name as well.
M'lady. I love that. M'lady. That's what Poodle.
That's what I want to name a dog.
That's what Poodle has his suitors call his man pussy. Jake, I'm about to enter M'lady.
First of all, I have never used the phrase man pussy.
Well, it is a
and
man
if
pussy.
I do, I will vomit.
Someone just drove off the road and went, man pussy! Either in horror or in laughter.
Or mussy, as they sometimes
or
say.
We just had our straight guys go, fuck.
I know.
I don't know if I can listen to the rest
you
of it.
Sometimes when your husband or your boyfriend is listening to stuff, and you're into like a lot of like grosser shit than they are.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll just go, ugh.
I've made a choice, haven't I?
Yeah, and just go, I guess I have to be okay with this
it's
now.
True. I want Burger King. Doesn't that sound good?
Okay, I guess now we're, hey, hi, Bertha, fat girl.
And I don't want an impossible Whopper. I want a real one.
I'm going to throw a penny at you.
Okay. Shit.
To get back
on schedule.
He
has to put him in a tin can. He has to put him in a Coke can and shake him at me.
Like at the monkey exhibit.
I'm back.
So anyway, she's, they kind of come for him and said, and saying, you know, what makes you think you're ready to get married to Damien? He's like, well, he has a good answer. He's like, you know, you don't think about you're going to get married. Then you meet someone. And it makes you think about it for the first time. And they're like, oh. And she's like, I don't want to get a divorce.
I think Gigi was really honest.
She
was. That's why she was really honest.
And like, no one else is being honest about this process.
I think Gigi was like, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. She is.
And they kind of alluded to like this thought, maybe they're not going to get married now, but maybe they would get married later.
I'm saying it now. Gigi is the breakout star of the show. Emotionally. Yeah. Like she, you root for her because you don't. You see her. You see the wheels turning in her head.
Yeah,
and you. She's exactly what reality TV loves.
Well, she is, and also too.
Jessica's the villain, y'all.
Jessica's the villain because Lauren, we love. Lauren's already put together.
Yeah,
Gigi is that aspirational person of. She has a great heart, and this is why I think they'd be good together. They both have great values. Great morals, but she doesn't always show up in the world the way she wants to, and she's fighting for that.
I think
I love her.
It would take I think for me, they have to bridge a larger gap than you think.
I think they
have to go a long way.
I actually don't think they should get married now. I think they should probably date and maybe do some couples therapy.
Well, according to Vanessa Lachey, you either get married. Or you walk away and never see each other again.
Because then I guess love isn't blind.
Truly blind.
You know, every time I say the name of this show, I always think of a classical. Remember that song? Love has eyes. Oh, yes. Love has eyes.
It's terrible.
Ooh, yes, believe me. That poem
makes no sense at all. Love has eyes.
Oh, yes, believe me. Oh, yes, believe me. Love, yes, believe me. Love has eyes.
And with that.
And with that, everybody.
With that singing an obscure English art song.
Are we doing hot and cold or fuck
it? Yes. Hot and cold.
Okay.
You're hot and you're cold.
Why are we just now about it?
And you're no. Hot and cold. That's it. Katy Perry's hot and cold.
Yes, there we go.
I love Katy Perry.
We only figured it out.
Katy Perry is so good on American Idol.
Focus, Sybil. If I can't talk about Whoppers, you can't talk about Katy Perry.
No, I want a Whopper.
Ooh, that felt good to say. Let's talk about Gigi and Damien.
Okay. They are hot in the sheets. Because he can fuck y'all because he's got a huge dick. We already talked about this. I'm seeing them very differently now because I'm kind of like after this episode, they're the couple that won't that will just take some time, but they're like a good 84 degrees.
Okay,
for me,
I see them as like it's kind of like almost like a. Like a cheesecake.
Okay.
Just out of the oven.
Ooh, too hot.
The pan is really hot and the water is warm around it, but the cheesecake is not scalding.
Molten.
It's just, well, you know, because it's a little not as hot on the inside.
Oh, interesting.
So, but their sex life is that. But you touch that pan, you're going to fucking burn your hands.
That was a long metaphor that had anyway, a lot of confusing things.
It's true. What about Barnett and Amber? Oh, we did talk about them.
Oh, that's
talk
right.
Talk about Barnett and Amber. I'm so glad I remembered that.
Oh, that's right. How did we miss that?
Because that was one of the most uncomfortable meets.
Okay, so let's talk about her family.
Oh, well, y'all, this is why
she
I think
country.
I like... She's our people.
She country.
Amber is our people.
She country.
Y'all, this is how all the homes look in Southwest Ardmore. Yep. I know. My first grade teacher, Miss Ellis, lives over there. It's a pretty part of town, and it's just good working people in little houses.
Her mom walks out. Her mom's got transition lenses because, of course, she does.
Her mother's pretty, too, though.
She's not pretty like the other moms, though.
She's
because they lived harder.
She's pretty from where we're from.
Yeah, you're
she's
right.
She's had to, you know,
you're
work
right.
more, probably.
We see that she's Amber's a little worried about him seeing where she came from, and so is he's worried about her seeing that for him.
Yes.
I felt more sympathetic seeing Amber this time and yep. her. I felt a lot more sympathetic for her. Still don't love her.
I didn't know her dad died when she was young, yeah. but that adds up. That makes sense.
Daddy issues.
That's why she's good in the bed, y'all.
Daddy had it done.
That's Daddy Issues by Beyonce.
You know what? I'll never forget when the Dixie Chicks did a cover of that. It was really
so
fucking good.
Yes.
Y'all, they're having a new album come out this year. I love them.
Hell, I told you not to cry. Oh, but Daddy said shoot. Oh, Daddy said shoot. Oh, it's such a good song.
It is so good. Yeah. Oh, I'm so ready for them.
Anyway, y'all, she... So she's had a hard go of it. So maybe the stuff that's happened in her life is probably because she didn't really feel a lot of stability when she was a kid.
It's
probably,
true. You know? I think she's very Vicky. Her name's Vicky.
Mom, like my mother.
Vicky's very
like
pretty.
Mother Poodle.
And she says, "I love that." She jumps right in. She says, "I just need to make sure is my daughter going to be taken care of."
And then he says the worst thing you wouldn't say. Yeah, I'm very stable, like financially, mentally. I don't know. She's like, you're going to fit in well.
You're going to fit in well.
And maybe then, it did work for her.
Again, it's just like Southern people. We get to the hard shit first. Her daddy died when she was 5. She never got to know him.
Mm-hmm. She's my baby.
She's my baby.
She does. She did put that out there.
So why are you marrying my daughter? That's literally how it went.
Y'all, Vicky kept it real.
Vicky kept it real. But I have to say, you know what I wrote in all exclamations after meeting her mother? I am rooting for them. And
you know,
then she met their father to change her. But it changed.
Barnett, yeah.
But I am rooting for them more.
I admit I am a little too. I'm not as convinced for him now. I think he's got a lot more to deal with now meeting his family. Because he feels like, y'all, Barnett is the fuck-up younger brother.
He is the fuck-up younger brother. You could so tell that.
Even though he's like the kind of the most attractive in the family, you can tell he's the one who has like
had
an auto accident when he was young. He probably fucked up a lot of things.
He was young, good-looking. They were harder on the older son.
Yep.
The younger one.
He's a fuck-up.
And so he could kind of do what he wanted to. But
got
now,
a DUI right out of high school.
But now that he's older in life and he's trying to do well... Because he even said on
still
there, he's like, I'm really
back.
Concerned about what my parents think of me and what I feel. And I went...
That's a different side of him that I didn't see.
They don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
They used to
so
be.
So he's falling into familiar patterns.
Yes.
Outside, because Barnett was kind of like the stud of the house.
Yes.
Who he felt like around his friends, probably.
Yes.
But now when he's in the real world, is he that way?
And it's hard because, I mean, I did it in the editing. It looked like Amber was a lot.
She was like snort laughing.
But she's always a lot. Amber is that person who they think that when I meet people, I'm just going to be honest and tell them all about my crazy up
not
front.
Not this family.
That's not always the best
Barnett's
tactic.
Barnett's mother was like, I don't know what to think about her.
I don't know. I just said, I hope it's not just lust and not love.
Not love. My mother would say something like that.
Same. My mother said that too.
But yeah, even her brother, who is kind of the most discerning, is like, what? He's like, do you realize how hard this is?
Yeah.
And so that's the same older brother. He's like,
he's never taken anything. Barnett is never taken anything
seriously.
Yep.
And so he's always kind of coasted through life.
Yeah.
He got an engineering degree. Barnett is, I think Barnett's very smart.
Oh, I think he's very smart.
And he plays dumb.
Yep,
because
that
he
is
knows
true.
That's charming.
You're a wise whore this episode. So, you know what? When Poodle's not drunk, he actually says a few things. Wow.
Anyway.
Maybe you should become sober.
That sounds like a drag. Boy, not a life without vodka. That's hard. Anyway, y'all.
That is,
memories.
That's a 100% sure.
And this is the why I got a little bit, because I had questions about her.
Uh-huh.
Now I have more questions about him and what he's going
to
think.
This is what I was saying, though. I don't mean it like this. I was right, meaning more like this actually supports what I said earlier. I didn't even know it. She lets you know who she is. She puts herself out on the line.
He's covered up.
He's covered up.
Yep. I can see that. And
this could go really well or really bad.
And I would say, now we have to decide where they are.
Hot and cold.
I would say now they're like in a lukewarm bathwater. It could go either way for me.
That's exactly right. I agree with that.
It could go either way for me.
I agree with that.
And then Lauren and Cameron, as soon as he rapped, y'all.
We're back on Venus again. Hell, we might even be
on the surface of the sun.
We might be on Mars because Mars is scalding, apparently.
And when, when Lauren.
The surface of the sun. I just got what you said.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm hungry.
And when Lauren was like looking at him rapping, you could see it in her eyes. She's like, this is what I've wanted. A white boy who can act, who can kind of fit in with my world, mm-hmm. who treats me like a queen, but who's different than me.
You got to do that. I feel like my partner gets impressed by that, too, because he's like, where did that come from? You're like this white guy from Oklahoma. And I always say, I've had a lot of black in me, literally.
I'm sure he loves hearing that.
I don't say that to him, but I think he knows.
People that I've dated, they get very, when I invite them to things that I do, they get very impressed. And I'm always kind of like shocked because I forget. You know, there was like,
with your family.
Watching,
the things you do.
Yeah, like professional things I do.
Like, well, yeah, you're a wonderful musician, pianist, musician, and I
but
think
like
you forget
I just
that.
I forget it, but also, it's just what I do, so I forget. You know, there's like the magic of it or whatever. But they're always super impressed.
I used to be like that, and I bet you
I can
got
pull
this.
Some tail, y'all. If they come to my concerts.
I bet that though. I bet you get that though too. Of like. You know, when I haven't in a while, but when you would fuck around with guys who were newly gay, I mean, I would give them a head and they'd be like, whoa, whoa,
zoinks,
zoinks, where did that come from?
Yeah, and you're like, you're like, okay, I get the rave reviews.
You know why? Because guys with abs don't give good head, y'all.
They don't.
So,
because they don't have to.
When you're like Poodle and I and you have to watch your carbs. It's like basically like women, you know. If you're a girl that has to watch your carbs, you're going to make
you
up
give,
for
you
it.
You give a blowjob.
We've got insecurity.
Like a goddamn, like, tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah, so. Woo! Have to, because yep. We've got those insecurities in our head. Mm-hmm.
Makes you give the best blowjobs ever.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Anyway. I think that's it.
I think that's everybody on the show, yes. Y'all. Y'all, and remember, if you're out there giving the blowjobs with the best of your ability, then that probably means that you're a lonely heart.
You're a lonely heart.
Just like these people on this show. We call them lonely hearts because we all are.
And if you're driving around suburban Atlanta in Nowheresville for hours, you don't even know where you are. Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.